There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
And it feels quite joyous to actually talk about something that isn't coronavirus for a moment. And that's what we're going to do now, because the Abu Dhabi
Global... Rarely do I look forward to a conversation about cryptocurrencies, but I do today.
Because it shows that there is still movement. It shows that things are still happening in the business world and the trading world. The Abu Dhabi Global Market, the ADGM, is moving towards regulating digital asset trading. So, Rich, your cryptocurrencies. We are joined on the line now by one of the first companies to get approval in principle. DEX, their CEO Leon Smith, is speaking to us. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Do you want to explain to us what the ADGM is doing, what their regulating of digital asset trading will actually mean in practice?
Sure, absolutely. So the ADGM has put together a regulated digital asset framework released in July of 2018. In terms of those digital assets, it covers crypto assets, digital securities, fiat tokens, and derivatives and options.
And you're one of the first companies to get the nod to operate. What does approval in principle mean for you?
So any financial services company that's operating in any jurisdiction that's regulated would work with the applicable regulator, like the FCA in the UK, the SEC in the US, here in Dubai, the DFSA or in Abu Dhabi, indeed the FSRA and ADGM. And what it means is that you've worked with the regulator to achieve an in-principle approval and work with them through the final stages until you're ready to operate your firm.
So where is the point that the rest of us can all get involved? Where will we actually see the regulated trading happen?
So we're targeting a launch this year, and we're just working with the regulator in the final stages. But we're looking to engage with the local community as soon as possible.
How much demand is there for cryptocurrency trading in the UAE?
So there's no official numbers or sort of baseline statistics that one can definitively look at. But when you look at the total market cap of crypto assets globally, you're looking at a market cap of around $250 billion just within the past 24 hours. $35 billion traded just within Bitcoin alone, not including the other crypto assets. And I guess perhaps what we're excited about is new financial asset classes like digital securities that can represent different illiquid assets that are the underlying asset, like real estate, commodities like sugar, gold. So I think what we could see is actually a new asset class that emerges out of this regulation.
Will we see it emerge out of the coronavirus, though? I mean, Bitcoin has had one of its biggest nosedives since it was first launched during the coronavirus crisis. I would have expected it to have performed better.
Sure. I think there's a lot of assets that have not performed, or that if you look at gold, which has traditionally been a safe haven during times of crisis in the equity capital markets, it hasn't performed perhaps as well as it has in other moments of crisis. Bitcoin, it dipped to around 3,800. It's back up again, and we feel is going to be a very strong proposition in 2020.
Leon Smith, CEO of the DEX, one of the first companies to get the tick of approval, at least in principle, from the Abu Dhabi Global Market for its digital asset trading. Thanks for your time.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.